Unit 20, Part 1. 571. If cartons are used, please put each chemical in strong polythene bags to ensure protection from dampness. 572. Cases must have an inner lining of stout, water-resistant paper. 573. We do not object to packing in cartons, provided the flaps are glued down and the cartons secured by metal bands. 574. Packing in sturdy wooden cases is essential. Cases must be nailed and secured by overall metal strapping. 575. I would suggest you strengthen the carton with double straps. 576. As the goods will probably be subject to a thorough customs examination, the cases should be of a type which can be easily made fast again after opening. 577. To avoid pilferage, we hope that the goods will be packed in wooden cases instead of in cartons, as the cartons are easier to be cut open. 578. We have no objection to your packing the goods in cartons if you guarantee in your sales confirmations that you will pay compensation if we fail to get indemnification from the insurance company for the reason that the goods are not packed in seaworthy wooden cases. 579. We want the machines to be packed each in a wooden case supported with soft materials to ensure that the machines thus packed will not shift inside the cases. 580. The green beans can be supplied in bulk or in gunny bags. 581. We ask the factory to use stronger cartons and double straps. 582. Please see to it that each carton is properly sealed with a fireproof lining inside. 583. We need these goods to be packed in special packing materials, even though they may cost us more. 584. We would like to have the screws packed in double gunny bags. 585. In order to avoid any possible damage in transit, we would ask you to pack the goods in strong but small wooden cases. 586. We prefer special cartons of 30 centimeters by 60 centimeters, with 2 or 3 dozen to each carton because it's convenient and easy to handle. 587. You'd better pack them in cartons of 10 kilograms each, instead of wooden cases of 6 kilograms. 588. As you know, paint is a highly inflammable commodity, and extra precautions are necessary. We should like you to have the goods packed in strong metal cartons, each containing 40 tins. 589. Is your normal packing still 10 dozen per carton? 590. We hope that the beer is packed 6 bottles in a box, which should be beautiful, durable, and easy to carry. Part 2. 591. The packing must be able to withstand rough handling. 592. When packing, please take into account that the boxes must be able to withstand rough handling and transport over very bad roads. 593. Please give special attention to the packing, or the goods could be damaged in transit. 594. Greater care must be given to packing, as any damage in transit would cause us heavy losses. 595. Please ship the goods in strong packing to ensure good condition on arrival. 596. The packing must be in line with local market preference. 597. A large number of the bedspreads we ordered from you last year were found soiled when they reached us. I hope you will take necessary precautions in packing this consignment. 598. Your packing must be seaworthy and can stand rough handling during transit. 599. We hope that the goods should be packed in a manner which ensures their safe arrival at the destination and facilitates their handling in transit. 600. The wooden cases used to pack the goods should be securely strapped. 601. The packages should be marked with the same numbers as given on the order sheet. 602. As regards marking, please note that the port of destination, Shanghai, should be clearly stenciled on each case with a case number for easy identification. 603. As these machines are precision instruments which cannot stand rough handling, the wording, "handle with care," should be also marked on each case. 604. Please see that the cases are marked fragile or handle with care. 605. Port of destination, package number, gross and net weights, measurement, and the shipping mark shall be stenciled conspicuously on each package. 606. For dangerous and poisonous cargo, the natural and the generally adopted symbol shall be marked conspicuously on each package. 607. Please mark the packages with the same lot numbers as given on the order sheet in order to avoid being mixed up. 608. Every package shall be marked CCD in diamond and the package number. 609. Please mark the bales with our company's initials in a diamond. 610. Correct and distinct marking for the outside containers is absolutely necessary.